Let's kick it. Ice, ice, baby. This is in honor of Corey Tate. Ice, ice, a little vanilla ice. Welcome back to 590 The Fan. Great to have you with us, as always. A little Wednesday night tradition here at the Slider House. Come on by and see us if you'd like. Corey Tate, assistant coach for St. Louis University, Billiken basketball. Man, there's so much excitement about Billiken basketball. Dr. Lehman, obviously, I know you like the hoops, man. You love the hoops.
I love the hoops.
And you've been talking about SLU. I mean, you got big expectations for SLU, not just this year, but also moving on. They got a lot of positive stuff going, don't they?
Well, you know, I think you're looking at a program that's definitely growing, you know, and it is expanding and is coming back from kind of the low of the low, and that's the truth. I think when Majerus was here, you know, they had a pretty decent run, but they didn't really turn it into any dynasty, that's for sure. And then when they went bad, they went really bad, and they were terrible. And now you're seeing positive things, positive recruiting, great coaching changes. And I think that there's things to be excited about in Billiken basketball. So, you know, let's get behind them and let's watch some good basketball we haven't watched in a long time.
Yeah, and you see that with Mizzou as well, because they were down. Now all of a sudden they're making headlines too. And I know that's always going to be a soft spot in your heart because you played there. But now you're a Billiken.
Yes.
How much of a competition is there between the two programs when you consider that you're probably going after a lot of the same kids, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We recruit the same kids, but in reality, Missouri is Missouri, mm-hmm. and St. Louis University, St. Louis University. We don't play each other. Missouri's in the SEC, win an A-10, Atlantic 10. So, you know, it's just good for the state of Missouri, you know, to have good basketball.
Mm-hmm. And it just seems like, is this just the current trend right now of young basketball players who are coming up in St. Louis? It just seems like there's so much talent here. We've always had big-time players, you know, who have come out occasionally, like a Larry Hughes or a David Lee, and then now we've seen it with Bradley Beal and obviously Jason Tatum, but maybe not the players of that level who are NBA lottery picks, but there's some big-time players, man, that are coming out of St. Louis right now consistently.
Yeah, I just think the basketball in St. Louis has always been rich.
Mm.
And traditionally, like you said, all those guys you just mentioned, it always been there. I just think the way people go about pumping them up now is totally different.
Yeah, yeah. And you see that now because all these players that come in, they all have their Twitter accounts. They all have – and they're all
– It's a different time, social media.
They've got the star next to them, whether they're four-star, five-star, three-star, whatever it is.
Right.
They read into all the hype. Do you have to kind of bring them down a level, or you just can't control that, can you?
Well, no, I think the guys that have the stars by their names and everything, I think they deserve it. I think it's well-earned. You know, they earn it. So I think they deserve it. So, you know, we respect it, and, you know, we happy for them.
So what do you think? Give us 2017. What's going to happen this year? What can the fans expect in terms of, you know, how the Billikens are going to be? I think people saw – a little bit of a turnaround last year, but certainly not a team that's going to the dance. What do you think is going to happen this year? Give us just kind of a little overview.
I know with Travis Ford's vision and his philosophy. If we don't do anything, we're going to compete, and we're going to compete to the best of our ability. I think the guys are binding together. You know, we got a thing we call Team Blue, and I think they bind into Coach Ford's philosophy and his personality. You know, you guys have opportunity to come to one of our practices and see.
I've been around them already, and you see that firsthand. And it's good, man. We need more personality here in St. Louis, especially at the college basketball level where, let's be honest, we haven't had a whole lot either down the road in Columbia or here over the course of the last 3, 4, or 5 years. How well did you know him? I mean, obviously, he played at Missouri for a year back in 19.
Well, did I know Travis?
Yeah, back in 1990. But did you know him when he was at Oklahoma State? And
absolutely.
Even when he was a player?
Yeah, yeah. He always recruited my players.
Okay.
I would always drive my players to Oklahoma State. So we always had a great relationship. Nobody really knows this, but I'll tell you, he was going to hire me at Oklahoma State.
Really?
Yeah.
Coming into this season?
No. The year before I went to University of Missouri, he was going to hire me then.
And you chose Mizzou over Oklahoma State?
I did.
Okay.
Why was that? Now that we're talking about it, let's rock.
Well, because that was home, right?
Well, I graduated from University of Missouri.
I know, but still, you know.
I graduated from University of Missouri, and, you know, I played basketball. I knew the coach, and I was familiar, you know, with a lot of things at the University of Missouri.
You know, I had Steve Ott here last hour, who had a long NHL career and played for the Blues, and now he's transitioning into coaching. He's going to be an assistant coach for the Blues. Just retired this past summer. And I think there's a certain level of credibility that you have when you play it at the highest level, when you're coaching at the highest level. Do you have to remind your players that you were a real good player, that you played? Because, you know, you're so much older now. You're not even an old guy.
Right.
But compared to these college-age players now, do they know how important is that you can understand what they're going through on a daily basis, whether it's in the classroom, off the court, or on the court?
Yeah, I think if anybody was going to explain to the kids, I think you would want Travis Ford to, because he's a two-time player of the year, SEC.
Wow.
But I think we put in enough time with our guys, with film, just bonding with the guys on the court, that they realize that the things that we're trying to tell them to do is the best for them, and we tell them for a right reason. So the way Coach Ford have us, you know, interacting with the guys, I think is really good, and they really do buy into it.
So give us your strengths. What can we expect from the forward position? What can we expect from the guard position? Give us your strengths.
Doc wants you to break it down, man.
Everybody wants to know. People want to know.
I will be honest with you. I think we got a team with 12, 13 guys that can play. Coach Ford can close his eyes and pick five guys at any given time. Those five guys can perform, and I don't really think we'll miss a beat. But I just think that we got a lot of good guys on the team that really bind into it, you know, the culture that, you know, he has instilled into St. Louis University, and I think the guys understand how hard they got to play, things of that such. And
that's a strong place to be. That's a good place to be, because you know, you got, like you said, and you can see it. I mean, we talked about it, and you can see it. This is a team that's come together. Everybody's, you know, pulling in the same direction, and it's tough when you got a, you know, just to be honest, a coach that does expect so much from you, but. You know, you got a lot of talent on this team, and I think that moving forward, I think if you've got decent bench and you got guys of that quality, you know, they're just going to draw more guys of that quality, and, you know, hopefully what happens is we see some good basketball, which I think we'll see.
Yeah, I think the guys are going to compete like no other, and because they compete against themselves. So, and I don't think it's about who's starting. I just think it's about let's win the game as Team Blue. And if everybody buys into that and they play in that fashion, they don't play for themselves. They play for St. Louis University that's on the front.
Yeah.
It'll all work out.
All right, you mentioned the word culture, and that's a word that you hear now from coaches in all sports. I mean, everyone's trying to institute their own culture, create their own culture, a winning environment, a positive environment, one that's going to lead to success. How difficult is that to do, and where do you start, Corey? You've been a head coach at the junior college level, and you obviously played, and you've been at big-time universities now for a long time. How do you create that culture?
Well, obviously, St. Louis University had it less than 10 years ago. They was, you know, top 10 in the country, so they had the culture.
Yeah.
I think I've been around a lot of coaches. Coach Ford, he's special of the way he go about building his culture. And he starts off with gratitude. You know, he got to make sure everybody is thankful for the opportunity. And once everybody realize they're thankful for the opportunity, then he's unique the way he go about building it. I mean, he let everybody use their own strengths. And the guys even, you know, he don't micromanage you. But he gets his point across to you.
Mm-hmm. You grinded it out for a long time. I mentioned at the JUCO level, coaching AAU basketball here. Yeah. And I was always screaming on radio here, when's somebody going to hire Corey Tate, man? He's got all the relationships here in St. Louis with all the top players, man.
Right.
You need somebody like you
right.
on the bench, just like Missouri hired Michael Porter Sr. He's the biggest recruit in the history of the program.
There you go.
So you got to have somebody who has relationships. Did you think that opportunity? Did you always think that opportunity would be there for you?
I always worry about the job I had. I was always thankful for the job I had. You know, if you know when that opportunity came, or if it ever came, I was thankful and I was humble, honored to take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. But I always wanted to do the best I could for Mentor Area College. I was the happiest coach in the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I had an opportunity to come and coach basketball.
A little different budget there, though, right? A little different.
A little bit. I mean, but, you know, no, I mean, I smiled the same. I had the same attitude. I was able to help, you know, change people's lives and instill some of the positive things that I know and through basketball. So I was happy every day. But like you say, it was – different a budget change, you know, things like that. So mm-hmm. it was good.
And you probably eat at nicer restaurants on the road now, too. I'll say that. Corey Tate is with us, assistant coach for St. Louis University, played at the University of Missouri, hit the game-winning bucket against KU. Nobody will ever forget about that. What does it mean for you to be able to come back home and do what you love to do?
I mean, it's special because, like you say, relationships I can help everybody all over the country, but if you're able to come back home and the people that help you, you can look at these guys and these people who instill their values into you, they can see me instill it into the younger guys, the younger generation. So mm-hmm. it's real special. I mean, it's good to be home in St. Louis University because I lived 5 minutes from St. Louis University growing up, you know.
Yeah.
So it was always a special place to me. And once I started working at St. Louis University, man, it's like no other place. I mean, I can go on and on about how many people, how they treat you and how different it is. I mean, they really make you feel special there.
How much has college basketball changed? And how important is it? Well, since you played.
Okay.
And how important is it for a coach to stay current and to change and evolve with the game?
Well, I mean, I think college basketball changed 360 degrees. I mean, because here's why. The game is not played the same. It's the athletes are different.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? The athletes are different.
Did you have a 42-inch vertical?
you can find that on any given day.
Exactly.
You know, the athletes are faster, stronger. You know, they got different dribble moves. And the creativity of the game has changed because the way kids approach the game. You know, like, it's some things that I see trainers, as they call them, you know, basketball trainers.
Skills coaches.
Yeah, skill coaches, you know, workout guys, mm-hmm. you know. And I love them, you know. And I think the way they teach the game, I look at it and I say, basketball is built off instincts.
Mm.
You know, and I see a lot of these guys trying.
IQ, whatever.
Yeah, you know, IQ. And I see these guys teaching these kids these moves. And it goes through my mind. I'm like, well, this is what a game has evolved to. You know, you just don't get the ball and go from A to B. Mm-hmm. Or you don't just come off a pick and roll. You know, you got to come off a pick and roll, do a step back crossover. You know, so the game has evolved, you know, in multiple actions like that.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think the speed of the game, I mean, when you watch – like when you played,
yep.
I mean, you guys were great. I mean, you know, you hit the big shot against KU. And Mizzou was a dynasty. It really was under Norm. I mean, it was a great program.
So much fun, yeah.
Yep.
But if you look, I mean, just the athleticism of, first of all, everybody's bigger. Guards are bigger. Everybody's bigger. And it just seems like the speed, it almost seems like someone's, you know, winding up the tape too fast when you watch college basketball today. They're down the floor faster. The fast break, everything is faster.
I think kids are maturing faster.
Yeah, and that might be.
You know, I mean, if you look at athletes that – I love for you guys to go to an AAU tournament, you know, EYBL, something like that, mm-hmm. and you see kids 14, 15, that's 6'9", 6'11".
How physically mature they are.
You know, yeah. And you walk in there and you can't really believe this kid is 6'9". You know, he's 15
years old.
And
he's 14, exactly.
You know, and he's doing things that, you know, grown men are doing that. And you're looking and you're going, okay, in 2 years you'll be reading about him, you know.
What's the youngest player you ever recruited?
The youngest player I ever recruited? Jason Tatum.
Okay. when he was five or what?
when he was younger. he didn't know I was recruiting him, but I was recruiting him.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I was recruiting him from an uncle point of view.
But you feel like with the athleticism and you talk about the speed of the game and the physical maturity of these kids nowadays, that the game has taken a step back where the fundamentals of the game maybe aren't appreciated or respected as much as maybe they once were.
Well, it still comes down, like, when you want to win games, mm-hmm. I think every coach will tell you, it comes down to fundamentals and skill work and the same gritty and down to, hey, we're going to do this pick and roll until they stop it. Mm-hmm. You know, they just camouflage how pick and roll would be. They'll camouflage how drag would be, you know, but it's still a pick and roll. It's still a drag, mm-hmm. you know. It's still coming off a pin down. So, but they just camouflage it a little bit to the point where it looks like it's different.
Well, you know, and so when you look at college basketball today and you look at some of these programs, you see some of these programs where, you know, Kentucky guys play a year, 2 years, are gone. And they're headed to the NBA. Give me just one sentence. What kind of program is Coach Ford? I mean, is this a program like you talk about a family? You talk about 12 kids. You see kids being one and done and going to the NBA. Do you think kids are going to stay for 3-4 years? Can we expect to see them?
Well, I mean,
how's that going to work?
Well, I mean, Coach Ford, he cares about, first and foremost, he cares about the kid and the kid's family. So if the kid is good, he was going to put the kid in a position mm-hmm. to be the best he can be.
Right.
Now, if the kid is good enough to go professional, he will have that conversation with the family, and he will put him in position, the people he know, to say, hey, listen, if you're going to go pro, this is probably how you should go about it. You know, so I don't think he's against it. Obviously, he's not. He put guys in right. the NBA, you know, Marcus Smart, mm-hmm. you know, James. And he has done that before. So I think, you know, you want to recruit those talented
sure.
guys and you want to recruit the best. And if you, you know, if you're good enough and it works out to be, you'll get a pro. You know, but in the meantime, you want to make sure those guys have a great experience at St. Louis University. Those guys have an outstanding, you know, social life. You know, they really get the slew experience that, mm-hmm. you know, to the fullest.
Do you get enough time with these kids? Because you got to play under the NBA or the NCAA rules and guidelines,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So everything's so restricted. People have no idea that how much limitations that there are, especially
when you recruit. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
you know, you
yeah.
so many phone calls, time when you can call.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think we get enough time, but we don't get enough time.
Yeah.
Enough time to really bond that relationship with you and the kid, other than just basketball. You know, everything is gonna have a timeline on it. Like, you only get a certain amount of hours you can practice. You mm-hmm. can go, you know, you can do this. But I think the way Travis run his program, it's not all about basketball.
Mm.
Like, I mean, for instance, we spending time with our guys tomorrow about bio night. And what we call bio night is two guys. He's going to find out everything about one guy, and the other guy's going to find out everything about the other. And then they're going to come and present it, you know,
wow.
at
so
dinner.
So they present the bio about one of their teammates.
Absolutely, in front of the whole team.
Now, do they have to do, like, an interview to learn about the guy, or they just read the bio on the internet and then
no,
all
no,
of a sudden?
No, 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 no. They're going to do and they, you know, he expects them to be in debt, like, very get deep, gets, you know, and it's
I want to come to bio night. Where are we eating at for bio night?
We have it on campus tomorrow. Come on. But, you know, people get deep, you know, and some things you find out about.
Right.
And you know, we taking notes because if he feels, if you know this kid, you know, to the best of his, like, you really, really know this kid, you know what makes this kid work.
And you'll be willing to go all out for your teammate, whatever.
Absolutely. And we can help this kid in areas where, okay, this kid may didn't have a father, you know, so he kind of need a father figure, you know, to help him. And he might not understand, you know, how certain things work. So, I mean, I think it's great.
You think they'll confide easier or more into their teammate than they would a coach?
I think they just you have coaches and you have a team. So you're still going to have that line in the sand. But at the same time, I really do think that it'd be within the team.
Yeah, there's no question about that. All right, Corey Tate is with us. We got to take a break. We'll come back and continue with much more with him, assistant coach under Travis Ford with St. Louis University. We look forward to this season coming up. And we've got lots more to get into with the one and only Corey Tate from Pattonville High School and also the University of Missouri. This show is brought to you by Gateway Buick GMC, Dr. Rick Lehman. You know, they're having a Labor Day summer slowdown event. They had that this past weekend. It was a smashing success. Sold a ton of cars, as you know. And they're also home with a lifetime warranty. And they're located in Hazelwood, Missouri, off I-270 and McDonald Boulevard. Now, they offer this lifetime warranty on any new or pre-owned vehicle.
Now, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, it goes, you know, hand-in-hand with their commitment to serving you. So check them out online, stlouisbuickgmc.com, or in person at I-270 and McDonald Boulevard. This warranty is unbelievable. No cost to enjoy coverage you can count on. Only at Gateway Buick GMC. Shop or book your service online. Again, www.stlouisbuickgmc. You can always call them as well, 888-865-9419. Again, 888-865-9419. Can't miss Doc when he rolls in one of these GMCs, man. The experience there is really what separates them from the competition.
Well,
right?
You know, and that's right, the service and the experience and knowing how special you are when you get to shop there. And as soon as you pull up and, you know, you start talking to either a sales manager or one of the managers, you're going to know right away, hey, these people care about you and they want to give you the best deal that they could give you. And having a lifetime warranty, I mean, a warranty for the lifetime of your car on the major parts just tells you how committed they really are.
Again, www.stlouisbuickgmc.com. You can call them 888-865-9419. We'll take a break, come back with much, much more with Corey Tate, our special guest, live from the Slider House. Don't go anywhere.